To the Minute News, intelligent, interactive, and engaging conversation. 96.9 FM. The views and opinions of hosts and guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect the position of the management and staff of Guardian Network.
And welcome back to Guardian Radio AM. This is CA Nuri and I shall be your host for today. Today is March 20th and it's Wednesday. It's a little after 11 o'clock in the morning. Today is a man... Go ahead. You stop me.
I just remembered something.
What do you remember?
Today is the final day for submissions from the show yesterday. Just to remind people.
Which submissions?
Submissions for contributions to the EIA process. For the Goldwyn Project.
Oh, yeah, the day for that. Yeah. Okay, go ahead.
I'm just saying, no, just reminding people that today, 11:59 p.m., is the cutoff time for people who would wish to participate in this EIA process for the Goldwyn Penthouse Projects on West Bay Street.
And now you stopped me in the middle of my spiel. Just letting you know.
My apologies.
You know, I may have to start over.
I agree.
Don't mind, that's too much talking, man. It's a little after 11 o'clock in the morning, and once again, this is C.A. Nuri. and we have an open line Wednesday on this Man Down mashup Wednesday, where we combine two shows to make it one, where we analyze, do an analysis of the news and also what is trending. We have one or two things that we have selected that we want to talk about. On Aaron Green's show, On the Clock, we were talking about this mortgage.
Rent-to-own
policy that the government has embraced. But also, I think that was Minister Keatbell mentioned renovating dilapidated houses.
Right, in the article entitled, Ministry of Housing Looking to Redevelop Abandoned Homes into Affordable Housing.
And I want to talk about briefly about that before I transition to another topic. And the reason why I want to talk about it is because I like my news, my announcements, my pronouncements to have detail of what exactly does it mean. Right, I grew up in an inner city neighborhood off East Street, and there is a lot of dilapidated houses on East Street. In fact, there's a lot of dilapidated houses on Bay Street. I mean, the whole Bahamas have dilapidated places, but that's not here to print. Government owned a number of dilapidated buildings too, mm-hmm. Right? I'm not even calling the ones on West Bay Street, but there's a number of dilapidated buildings that lay vacant during this housing crisis, and it seems as if our government is trying to deal with it by renovating one or two of these dilapidated houses. My question to Aaron is, can the government just take someone's dilapidated property and renovate it without compensation? Has a discussion gone by where you sent out notice to these owners and say, hey, like how they do people on Bay Street, they sent out notice before they bulldoze it and ask permission to bulldoze people out. Did they send out notice and say, hey, we see your property. We see that you're the owner. Did they search for the new owner and say, new owner, I know your grandparent died a long time, but I'm not sure if you can renovate this place. But what we'll do for you is either we'll buy this property from you with the building on it, right? Or we can do a PPP with you where we go in partnership, we'll renovate it for you, and your investment in it is that you give us access to the property and we get a share whatever money's in it, right? But my thing is, I heard the announcement, but there's no flesh on the announcement on how is it possible? Because I don't think government can take... Hey, how does it work? I don't think government can take someone's land and say, hey, I'm putting people inside
here. Well, listen, if you owe taxes on the home, property, the structure, like inland revenue, so you owe property tax...
That's a different department.
Hold on, but they say you haven't paid the property tax, and so we're seizing the property and we've given the property a value. Mm-hmm. We're seizing the property... Mm-hmm. And we're going to use the value of the property to pay off the debt you owe property, right? So we seize the house in lieu of payment, property taxes. That's one way they do it.
That's two different ministries. and we're still dealing with one ministry.
Yeah, but the Ministry of Housing doesn't have the authority to take anything from anybody. So they have to be working. But no, I'm saying for this program to work, the ministry. Again.
Did he announce anything from Inland Revenue?
Listen, I know that the minister in question has broad discretion, but I don't think that, that's the type of discretion he has. Ministry of Housing must be working with other ministries and agencies for this project.
Do you know, for dilapidated properties, there's a lower tax, lower tax, or no taxes. And this is how people on Bay Street were able to avoid paying exorbitant taxes.
No, man, that can't be so.
If their building was considered dilapidated, the regular taxes for it, which would be for the building, but for like a, say, we're taking taxes out of 200,000.
Hold on, but because see, if you told me that the state of the property and the structures on it render the value of the property lower, like after evaluation, we have actually lowered the value of the property because of its dilapidated state, and thus its tax bracket or tax requirement is lower. That's different from saying that dilapidated buildings attract a different tax category.
So, see, but my argument, what I was trying to argue is that you mentioned taxes, and I'm saying I'm not sure if any of these buildings have any back taxes on it.
They have to.
You think so?
Because they got to.
We got to.
Yeah, let's just say that they have taxes on it.
Now, let's even assume that. Right. Is there a process of being served, say, hey, you owe us back taxes? Do you go to the court and then say, well, you owe us this back taxes?
Right, but you have to go to the court.
So this sounds like another 3 to 5 years out, because we know our court system is inundated and everything backlogged.
You all the way over there, I'm going to ask you, whose definition of dilapidated are we using for your example, because
like La Playa dilapidated,
the government's definition of dilapidated is surely different from the rest of the whole world's definition of dilapidated. Government don't believe in maintenance.
Yeah, and should we be discussing this? See, one of my concerns is I don't want to unnecessarily critique the government and their initiatives. Especially when you don't have readily solution. I mean, we always put forward solutions again. But people would say, man, but everything that the government come up with, you trying to critique.
That's exactly, I mean, just, I don't want you to go any further.
No.
Any policy, idea, whisper, dream, aspiration that the government produces, that puts on the table, that offers to citizens, requires critique. And did you know there are people who, in fact, get paid to critique
this government? Why would they get? Why would the government allow someone to critique them? They don't like criticism.
No, they don't allow it to happen. Allowing it would suggest that they control it. Anybody could critique the government, but there are people who get paid to critique the ideas and policies that the government produces. Now, as a citizen, I have a duty, an obligation, right, from the Constitution, that when no critique is offered, that I offer critique. And even when critique is offered, I offer a complementary critique of the critique and the policy itself. That's how it's supposed to work. And I know that people get paid to do that. Whether they do it or not is another thing.
Interesting. But yeah, that's my concern about this redeveloping these houses, these private buildings, and government taking it. Can that be used in the immediate time? Because we have a housing crisis now, not a housing crisis 3 years from now, and we going through courts to see if we can take people property, going through back taxes, then go to renovate. Or do they plan just to renovate and say, wait till people challenge them and say, well, that's my house, you renovate. I'm not sure what's going to happen.
And who is the target audience? Who are you providing affordable housing for? If you tell me the target audience is young people, transitional housing, young people coming in from the island to go to university work, right? Then I'm thinking, okay, you're going to turn like one of those large mansions, you're going to turn that into an apartment style, many rooms to be rented by many people style housing option. These are all things that we would like to know. I got some texts here before we transition. a text says, can individuals who want to build a home acquire crown land to do this? No, I don't think that's what crown land is available
for.
For
that. Ain't for no home.
And what BAIC indicated was that this is not crown land in the traditional sense. This is land that is under the purview of BAIC that they are granting to applicants. Mm. Another text, when I heard the announcement, I recalled the uproar when police and urban renewal took it upon themselves to willy-nilly push down buildings in certain neighborhoods. Yeah, well, what an interesting aspect of the conversation, Mr. Newry, right? What is the definition of dilapidated, and why is it that dilapidated structures in urban areas, or what we would like to call poverty-ridden areas, can be pushed down with great ease, but it seems like it can take decades to have a response to or removal of a dilapidated structure in a high-end area?
Mind you, Bay Street still has a number of dilapidated buildings, right? They got permission to knock down one or two, right? But there are several that's still there.
Eminent domain. All belong
but
to
we,
me.
But we still I need mean to us. Define I mean eminent domain. Eminent domain that the government pays for it still. They don't take it. They
right,
pay
Right, but we're
it.
Assessing it at its dilapidated value, yeah. not at its potential best value.
Bay Street property in general has value. I'm not sure if our government is prepared to pay $1 million for,
my thing.
For
how
a piece of Bay Street land.
How much value could an empty building have if people are sleeping the on land, the street right next to it?
The land itself.
I mean, that's a different type of calculation.
The land itself.
Another text here says, Aaron, I've noticed for a while that you're biased. I'm going to preclude Cecil and ask, did you ask for a white paper on the announcement of free electricity? And look how well that worked out. Texter, should I stop reading here? Because I'm not sure this is saying what you think it was going to say. Not everything needs planning and thought. Give them time. Rome wasn't rented in a day. Free electricity and rent-owned homes for all 150,000 of us any minute now.
Any minute now. Maybe the text is being facetious.
I know. I am biased.
You are biased?
Yeah.
I know you're critical.
I mean, I could be honest with you.
I still think you critique this government too harshly.
Just the government?
Well, only the government in now. The other side don't.
You add drivers to the list.
But yeah, you do talk about traffic a lot.
Yes.
You
when
you think about traffic.
When you've actually witnessed people die in front of your eyes because of reckless driving,
yeah.
it tends to change you.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Some more texts. The texts are here. Morning, have the police... Okay, having the police raid the union person home is a meaning of telling him to back off, is what the text is saying. But sad to say, they just made him mad. He was in tears, so it is serious with him. I need to do more reading and research.
Yeah,
I want to read directly. I mean, I've scanned them,
yeah,
right? But I want to read them multiple times.
Yeah.
And I would want to talk to Mr. Wilson before I delve. That's a deep, deep. Deep one.
It's an accusation. See, and I don't know why the police does what they do. But they do things for a reason. They do things for a reason. So I got to wait and find out what the investigation is. Surely it was a reason. I have a caller here. We have more text.
Yeah, the more text.
Let's go to the caller first and then we finish the text. Go ahead, caller. This is open line Wednesday on the clock. Garden Radio AM mashup Wednesday. How are you doing?
Good morning, CA and Aaron.
Good morning.
Now, this rent-to-own, this was a disaster in the States. This was a disaster. What is the rent and what is the mortgage payment? I know this old woman was renting for a long time. Then the man said, you can own the house. So she started paying, and he offered notarized fake letter. But she paid for a couple of years, then he did. But when you buy the land. You don't buy houses, you know.
Mm-hmm.
You buy the land. She bought the house, but it was a family land dispute, and she had to move. See, when you make a will, I don't will you the house, I will you the land and all its contents. Lot number 5 and block 30 in Nassau East.
Mm-hmm.
That's it. I ain't got to say no more, but I can't say house number 32 because house number didn't change.
Look here, that's
people don't know that. You know how many people I know around here? I've stopped them from buying the house. I said, Mr. or Mr., You don't buy the house. You buy the land. You buy the conveyance.
Listen, this woman was dating this man in the States, and he owned the property, but she paid for the construction of the home. She got all the receipts. She paid for the construction of the home, and they had a falling out. And he went to work, and when he came back from work, she had moved the entire house. She ensured when the house was built that it could be moved to another property. Sometimes you got to confuse the enemy.
Oh, I did. She's a powerful woman. She moved the house.
Yes.
But she lucky, because people don't know that.
Yes, sir.
When you buy a house, you buy the lot. You don't buy houses. I guess people don't think that. Even that you have to go and get a lawyer who do conveyance,
mm-hmm.
who can do a registered check on who's the real owner 50 years ago of this house, and see how much children they had, all them dead. Probably if the man died before the law changed, the first son, you have to do a registered check when you're dealing with land. I seen this rent on. This is chaos. This is going to be chaos. What is rent? What goes on to the house? I mean, who owned the land? I don't know. Getting back to the search warrant, right? We need to do, how does the police do a search warrant and then do the background check of the house?
We don't want to get into that yet.
I'm saying that's the situation. Yeah. I'm doing any search warrant.
Yeah.
Because you want to swear to a judge that, Judge, Your Honor, I because he's gone. So,
well, here's what,
States, if you do a search warrant and you tell the judge
here's what I would ask.
You cannot do nothing.
Shouldn't there be a legal officer, whether it's a police officer with a law degree or someone from the AG's office that signs off on all warrants before...
Should be an AG office or a judge.
To just to ensure that all of the T's are crossed and the I's are dotted.
No, but we don't do it. A JP can sign a warrant.
Hold on, say what? A JP could sign a warrant for my arrest?
Yes, even.
So the police could I don't want to say bypass, but the police can go to a JP to have a warrant signed?
Yes, ma'am.
That's why the boys say, don't mind Livingston Josiah is the JP.
The whole system got to be scrapped. To the States, the police have to call the state attorney office and tell him what he know. I have his fingerprints. I have certain evidence that you can take the court, and then first grade issue the warrant.
Thank you so much, caller.
Thanks.
All right, ma'am.
And I appreciate the concern, but I think with this being a government,
JP could sign a warrant, and I can't critique the government, Mr. Newry. What is the state of affairs?
You're just critical, though, man, Aaron. Mashing up the government all the time.
No, pause. Don't suggest that being critical in and of itself is mashing up. Being critical is required to ensure the integrity of every system.
Mm.
And it would be nice that the people that we pay to do that would do it.
Before we move on to Botswana, because I want to talk about Botswana, right?
Producer, pull up the song Diamonds Are Forever, the clean version, please.
Because I see we talk about diamonds. But anyway, before we do that, Milo Butler on Blue Hill Road is closing down permanently. The owners, the family, one of the oldest running Bahamian business in the Bahamas, that location, right, is saying that the area is not viable anymore for their business. Right, and I want to know if that making that road a one way killed the business, because it was thriving before they changed the road to be one way. Right, it was they've been struggling, and you see they've been trying to invest the money again and again to get it to the next area, next level again, and continue to falter till they say, "Man, this ain't working. This spot ain't working." And what does that say with legacy businesses?
Is it about parking? Is it about ease of access?
They have enough parking. And ease of access, after you pass it, you ain't going back. You ain't driving way around to come back on that one-way street, right? But it's unfortunate to know that their grandfather started this business in the early 1900s.
See, this is what happened when you refuse to allow critical interrogation of everything at every level.
Mm-hmm.
Right? And did those involved take seriously, right, their job of assessing the impact of that traffic change on every single entity in the country. See, the same Erin Green, Seagrave Plaza pop-up shop that she sells things out the back of her car, you worried about impacting, right? The person who doesn't want to get a license, the person who wants to operate under the tax radar. We're talking about an institution that has historic, cultural, not just economic, but social value as well, who now is shut out of business because of a road change, right? Mm-hmm. And did anybody think about the incentives that would have to be given, the concessions that would have to be given to ensure that these businesses can compete, right? Can compete without barriers or at an equitable playing field with other businesses in other jurisdictions on the island.
Also remember that when they made Bay Street one way, that's south of East Street, no, that's east of East Street,
mm-hmm.
all their business closed down coincidentally also when it turned one way. So I'm not sure if these road changes or how much these road changes impact Bahamian-owned business, and do the government right. have a duty of care to these Bahamian-owned business when they change the street and the commerce stop?
In terms of Butler's Market, is this an instance of customers protesting a government policy decision, right? Mm. But the impact of that decision and protest falls on that business, right? So y'all are mad that the government changed the road. I ain't driving back around. I don't care. I can go somewhere else. But you actually negatively impacting an entity that you would want to support. So is your protest of the government negatively impacting their business in the same way, or the property owners allowed their business to fall off because they are launching a protest of the government and the government's policy decision to change the road direction?
We have a caller here, but it's called a convenience store because it's supposed to be convenient to me.
But that's what the point
but
I'm
if
making.
It's inconvenient to me, but I got to move on.
But they're protesting the government's decision.
No, I'm saying convenience. I'm going to the next option. Just go to the caller there. Okay, producer, when you have a chance, patch that caller through. Go ahead, caller. Can you hear me?
Hey, we say Neri.
How you doing, man?
Thank God for life with you, the shield and good day, Green. How you doing?
I'm good, thank you. How you doing? Blessings.
With you holding on. I'd say, man down, open line.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, man.
Okay, tell me something. It seems like Trump, get it, Trump, in the United States. You look like he had to be president again, Ms. Green.
Man, I don't believe Americans would do that to the world.
No.
It's the Republicans
voice. You're saying what you don't believe, or... Would you believe how it seems with America going to do?
I believe if America does same, that to what, the world.
What is showing you look like they going to do? You
yeah,
can see.
I understand what you put in, but I say if America does that to the world, it gives a statement to the world about them.
So what is the statement that America gives to the world when they have two septuagenarians who
two
sometimes could barely, I didn't say old people, I say septuagenarians who could barely remember what day it is some days while they're before the court.
The president or and in the Congress, or they want the people to carry them to the Congress.
Say that part?
You know, Biden say, help him get to the Congress.
Yeah, because he's so old, he can't remember where it is.
Yeah. But listen, on a serious note,
yes,
locally,
sir.
Right?
Yes.
I know if you all want to talk about it, right? It sounds like the Human Rights International group is saying that they want to encourage the countries around Haiti or where the Haitian people them go into, running from the crime and the killing over there,
mm-hmm.
accept them. And I wanted to find out from you all, why do you think, no, first of all, I don't think the Haitian Bahamians, the people of Haitian parents and who get background from Haiti, doing enough and not saying enough or not hearing them being vocal enough about ideas to suggest to the government or working with the government. Maybe they're doing it privately, but I think something
Papa.
Like this...
Papa,
Ms.
I know, but listen, our prime minister, while he was in Botswana, addressed the status of affairs in Israel. But he didn't, he barely called Israel's name. He barely called, hold on,
prime minister for this one, and I'm saying the Haitian Bahamian people here.
Papa, let me finish quickly, right? Uh-huh. Our prime minister in Botswana said that he felt that the UN voting process on the Security Council needs reform because it seems ridiculous that one country could veto the vote of all the other countries involved, right? Just one country to veto the vote. He didn't even want to call the United States of America's name. He didn't even want to call Netanyahu's name.
But
You don't think the Haitians in the Bahamas scared too?
No.
You don't think so? Okay.
No, I don't know. I don't know if they're scared or not. I just think they need to be more vocal. Listen to me. I believe, like, the same way they try to send, not they try, they send the money back home over the years from all over the world, not just the Bahamas, to help their people in Haiti. Mm-hmm. Here in the Bahamas, we need help. The government need help. Maybe these people could put their money where their mouth is and assist the government. Some of them own ships.
You think the problem is that the government doesn't have enough money?
No, I just think, like in the Bahamas, the government. I don't really have a problem. I'm just saying that I think the Haitian people them could help more and be more vocal here. I don't know what they're doing around the world in America.
Bahamians are afraid to be more vocal and help more. Bahamians are afraid. In fact, Papa, a woman threatened to victimize me the other day because I told her there's a line in the food store.
I disagree with my opinion or my view.
Papa, you're not even listening to determine whether we disagree. This is something that happens when we talk about controversial issues, you know, and I get it on the text line.
Yeah, we get passionate.
No, it's not just that you get passionate. It's that if you don't hear what you expect to hear, that means that the person disagrees with you.
I'm asking you if you disagree or not. I'm not want you to say what I think.
Let me answer you. If we keep agreeing with one another,
it wouldn't get nowhere.
Let me answer you. Uh-huh. I believe that there needs to be a Haitian Bahamian NGO, Haitian Bahamian movement, where they help and empower Haitian Bahamians in the Bahamas. Yes. And that means if they have to give scholarships, if they need help with visas and whatever it is in transition, if they need help in housing so they don't have to go into shanty town, they have a duty of care of helping their own people.
Are they doing that, Papa?
I don't know of no Haitian Bahamian NGO. I just don't know one.
There was an organization, which was faith-based. It's still an organization, sir. Civil society is composed of non-governmental organizations, non-profit organizations, for-profit organizations, community-based organizations, and faith-based organizations. So what I'm saying is that there was an organization that was made up of faith-based organizations that aimed to
advocate for rights.
Pardon?
Okay, we should be expecting them soon to get involved.
Papa, but you're not listening. Papa, in fact, you and Yuri are just being sensational.
I just said I don't know of a Haitian Bahamian NGO.
Both of y'all are being sensational. I'm saying that there was an organization, but further to that, Papa, you don't think that Haitians are organizing... Even if informally, to do the things that you're talking about but that doesn't mean that it's not happening.
Then they need announce when they have Haitian Bahamian scholarships because you know they pay full tuition at UB. They need announce that we are putting these four Haitian Bahamian who in transition to university that get access to education.
I guess they should wear a red, white, and blue triangle on their arm, the same way how other private organizations
and other NGOs make announcements and say, this is who get the scholarship. They need to do the same thing. Let us know that they're there. Let us know that they provide housing for their people from the shanty town. Just let us know. I just don't know that they exist. Let us know. That's all I'm saying.
Maybe it's not for you. When you need housing, then you'll know that they exist.
I know tens of thousands of their people need housing. They need to do more. That's what I'm trying to say. They just need to do more. If you know that the NGO need, when they having Haitian Bahamian churches in the shanty town, and a big monstrosity church in the shanty town having a church illegally constructed illegally, I have a problem with them. That ain't no good NGO, man. Anyway, let's go to the caller. I would talk about Swatter Man.
Do you have a problem with Bahamian churches that operate outside the law?
You need to call their names.
Do you have a problem with Bahamians in the shanty town as well?
Lock them up. See how I go. You know I don't like shanty towns.
I'm sure I was not wrong by suggesting you want these people to wear a triangle on their arms.
Whoever in the shanty town. Triangle or square. Let's patch the caller through. Triangle, square, and octagon. Go ahead, caller. How you doing?
Yes, good day. You know, I must commend the Prime Minister, right, for standing up against the United States.
What Prime Minister did that?
This was the statement he made about the United States and
that wasn't, you know, against the United States.
I want to talk about
that. I can't let you continue with that.
I want to talk about that tomorrow.
No, well, we know what that is.
Yeah.
I don't know what that is.
And then, but I want to say something else, too. You know, I respect the host there for critiquing the government. That's her job. Hello?
Yes, sir. Yeah, thank you.
Yeah. And, you know, and it's time we have critique of a government. You know, with this housing thing, they would the playbook program. This is a place they have PPs with people with means. Now, poor people, giving them a piece of land to build one house for you know, then to build the rent. They need to give tax incentives. They're the people who got this money to get tax incentives. Investors, you know, the risk behemoth investors. You understand me? To provide homes. For people who can't afford to pay that extravagant rent. Homes that is mixed with people of means as well as people without means. I mean, high rises and the like. These are the things we need to do for housing in the Bahamas. Not these things that are still rent-owned thing. That's failed in Europe. That's failed everywhere. Mm-hmm. You know, we need to stop this. You know, the PLP is supposed to wipe the tear from every eye. You know, it seems like they're taking advantage of the poor people. Look at the constituency. They take the power of votes. The Prime Minister comes to power in a constituency with 1,200 voters and the people in Anglesey and what's his name? St. Barnabas, they get me 3,000 votes. But the constituency in Grand Bahama, the same thing, and even Abaco. You know what I'm saying? They need to stop taking advantage of the poor people and wipe the tears from their eyes. And the rich people, they get wipe the tears from their own eyes. Thank you.
Absolutely.
So I'm just going to transition, Aaron.
Well, let's read the text.
Go ahead.
Let's get to the text.
What do you say?
Text, Miss Green, let's me and you and CA put together and buy 300,000 acres for $20,000 and we could flip it. And one of us got to become a politician first.
Yeah.
And then that will be a successful plan.
Investor.
Another text, blessings, brother CA and Chikchani Queen. Lady Green, some of these so-called abandoned buildings and houses that appear dilapidated are 20 and more years bank repossessed properties, plus many others are sitting after years or decades of multiple family disputes. Because, for example, after grandma died, we find out grandma, auntie defrauded grandma of all her buildings, houses. Many descendants want to make use of their ancestors' properties, but because of wicked, crooked relatives, their land documents aren't straight. Mr. Newry, one of the biggest elements or problems arising from the judicial backlog, right, and what seems to be disorganization within the judicial community is that hundreds and hundreds of lots, properties, sit dilapidated, vacant, unused, because the paper's still in probate. There's a dispute that hasn't come before the courts yet, right? And so we know...
I assume Keith Bell, being a senior lawyer, is aware of all that. He has a plan. He has a plan, and I trust him.
I'd like to thank you for reminding me that today was the day I was supposed to call for the Minister of Works to be fired. I have no problem also adding Keith Bell to the
Minister
list.
Minister of Works, you mean Clay Sweeting?
Yes.
Our white knight?
No, I don't want to refer to him as a white knight. I prefer to refer to him
as a
family island savior, but Ministry of Works can cause him to get fired.
People say don't critique him at all. They say give him some time.
Why? He didn't know that the job started on day one. Oh, did he go to school with the chairman of the Public Disclosures Commission? Is that why we should give him a chance? Because he didn't learn anything? I just want to know, what is it that warrants...
See, leave Clay Sweeten.
We adopted this peculiar American political construct called the first 100 days. The first 100 days are gone long time.
You have any more texts? Because I want to talk about Botswana, man. Look how long you're doing, man. What else there?
But as soon as the producer played a song, I ask him to play, then we can talk about it. But, I mean, I know it's your show, but here we go. The police argument disintegrates into cotton candy from the moment... Okay, that's the union president.
Okay.
C.A. Newry, I heard on the international news that the former Haitian PM is now getting U.S. Secret Service protection. I thought that was for U.S. presidents and former U.S. presidents. CA, probably intelligent Americans aren't drinking CNN and MSNBC 24/7 lies about Trump.
Interesting.
Get Clay Sweeting an adding machine. That will speed things up. the set with the buttons you have to mash down.
Mash down. That sounds like the chairman.
Because you could plug them into the beige committee. Computers. You could plug them
let's go to this caller. Then we go to commercial producer. But let's go to this caller first. Go ahead, Cody. Can you hear me? Turn on your radio there. That's you I'm talking to. You live? Going once, going twice. So we're going to the break now. I just want to talk about Botswana, okay? What does Botswana have to trade? You know, our government was invited by the president of Botswana to come and visit him because he was in the Bahamas before, and they did some talks, and we had got some agreements, some memorandum of understanding. Botswana has a high level of specialization in diamonds, right? Something called bovine. I have no idea. Ornamental. That's what?
Bovine.
What does bovine mean?
Cows.
Cows?
Yeah.
Why didn't you just say cows? They should just say cows. They have cows, ornamental trimmings, scrap lead, and salt. Okay, specialization is measured using RCA, an index that takes the ratio between Botswana observed and expected exports in each product. So that's their main export. We'll be talking about what we go into Botswana for. We're going there for diamonds. That's
when you're a professional, you call it bovine. When you're just a farmer, you call it cow.
I believe the farmer. The bovine said. Anyway, we'll be right back. This is Guardian Radio AM. I see you, caller. If you can hold on for a minute, and we'll come right back to you when we come back on the next side. Guardian Radio AM.
Can you believe this?
We are now the patrol queens of the neighborhood.
We now large and in charge. So we need to check out what's going on in everybody's yard. What about that gun that we know that Junior and his homeboys just ran out? Can we report that too?
Of course we can.
But we could be in deep trouble if they find out.
We need to report what we see, Beulah. When you call Crime Stoppers, they just answer your call in Miami.
So then we can report everything? Guns, where they hiding the drugs, who shoot who part of which gang, or who disturbing the peace with the loud music and the motor. Cycles.
Then our neighborhood will be the best in the Bahamas, and everybody gonna want come live here. And then our house price will go up, gal.
So what we waiting on? What's the number?
If you see something, say something. Let us all pitch in and stop the crime before it's your time. Call 328-8477 from Nassau, or 242-300-8477 from the Family Islands, or text us through the Crack Crime Bahamas app. Stop the crime before it's your time.
Easter is right around the corner, and the Nassau Guardian is partnering with the Easter Bunny to give something special to you. Would you like to give your child an Easter basket filled to the brim with chocolate bunnies, surprise eggs, gift certificates, and more? Then you should enter your child into the Nassau Guardian's Easter Coloring Contest. There are three different categories, 5 to 6, 7 to 9, and 10 to 13. Deadline for entry is Friday, March 27th at 4 p.m. Purchase your copy of the Nassau Guardian to get your Easter coloring contest sign-up form. I'll let your children color away and win one of three baskets filled to the brim with Easter goodies from the Nassau Guardian. The Nassau Guardian's Easter Coloring Contest. For more information, call 302-2370.
Well done, Easter Bunnies. Good job.
Love the show? Want to give your support? Become a sponsor today. Call 302-2300 for our rates and packages. That's 302-2300. Become a sponsor on Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
The Grand Bahama News is available every Tuesday in the Nassau Guardian. You can buy your local paper at Freeport Convenience Stores, Western Bakery, DeGregory's Fine Foods, and Bellevue Gifts. Now is the time to reach your Grand Bahama market with affordable packages, including print and digital. Call GB News Sales Representative Kavandre at 822-6717 or message him on WhatsApp for ad rates. Classified ads are now available every Tuesday as well. Keep up with everything Grand Bahamian every Tuesday in the Nassau Guardian.
Easter is right around the corner, and the Nassau Guardian is partnering with the Easter Bunny to give something special to you. Would you like to give your child an Easter basket filled to the brim with chocolate bunnies, surprise eggs, gift certificates, and more? Then you should enter your child into the Nassau Guardian's Easter Coloring Contest. There are three different categories, 5 to 6, 7 to 9, and 10 to 13. Deadline for entry is Friday, March 27th at 4 p.m. Purchase your copy of the Nassau Guardian to get your Easter coloring contest sign-up form. I'll let your children color away and win one of three baskets filled to the brim with Easter goodies from the Nassau Guardian. The Nassau Guardian's Easter Coloring Contest. For more information, call 302-2370.
Well done, Easter Bunnies. Good job.
This is Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
Thank you. Diamonds are forever. They are all I need to please me. They can stimulate and tease me. They won't leave in the night. I've no fear that they
diamonds. That's what we in Botswana for. Diamonds. Diamonds are forever. Right? But I have a caller on the line. Let me go to the caller first. And I want to read about the diamonds we going to Botswana for, Aaron. Go ahead, caller. Can you hear me? Caller going once. Caller going twice. And it's up to you, Aaron. Go ahead.
All right. It's unfortunate we could hear ourselves, caller, in your call. Okay. PM explores GB Diamond Repository with Botswana. That's the headline in the business section. In the main section of the Tribune, the headline is GB Grand Bahama Chamber uncertain of PM's diamond deal benefits.
I don't like people challenging my prime minister. No. We got to deal with this Grand Bahama person because the prime minister says we go into Botswana for diamonds. That ends that.
Well, let's make sure that's exactly what the prime minister said.
Let's see what the prime minister said.
All right. Grand Bahama's Chamber of Commerce president yesterday said we have to find out what he said first. Said he was unsure what economic benefits will flow from the diamond repository proposal that the prime minister discussed with Botswana. James Carey told Tribune Business he had been unable to discover any details on a facility which the prime minister's office said was explored by Philip Davis Casey and his ministerial delegation during their 5-day state visit to the African nation this week.
I'm not sure if I like this scary person. I don't like it how he sounded. Continue with the article.
Quote, moreover, the establishment of a diamond depository in Grand Bahama was explored as a strategic initiative to facilitate Botswana's diamond exports to the U.S. This collaboration involves the Grand Bahama Port Authority and the Freeport Container Port, aiming to enhance trade links and foster economic cooperation, the Prime Minister's office said.
We friends with the Freeport Port Authority again? They need to speak to the PLP chairman. But go ahead, finish.
Several sources suggested such a facility should be described as a repository, not a depository. It would seemingly act as a secure storage facility for diamonds in transit from Botswana to the U.S., with the gems held in it until they were required for onward transportation. Botswana is one of the world's largest sustainable diamond sources, and the country is the world's leading producer by value. Quote, I saw that and I've been trying to find out a bit of information on what they may be talking about, Mr. Carey told this newspaper of the statement by the PM's office. Quote, diamonds are not bulky items, so they won't be shipping container loads of the stuff. I don't know what it brings to Freeport, but there will be some payroll on the ground. I've not been able to find out anything. The positive thing is if it brings jobs, they will be high-end jobs and some security staff. Any type of that thing bodes well for Freeport. From a business standpoint, I can't see any impact apart from payroll, utilization of space, and security. If it does not come through, there will obviously be some high-end employees involved. We go to page 4.
They give us opportunities, because I'm sure if you're dealing with diamonds, you need to have some kind of special certification. And now we got to see how many behemoths have that certification, or we have to import labor to be involved in it.
What Carey suggests is that we may just be a safe. We may just
a transit point.
A transit point.
We used to be in a transit point. I know other things we shipped from Colombia came here and gone to the United
States.
With
no intention for us to take part in it, no intention for us to enjoyed the product itself. No, none of those intentions. Mm. I can start me a security firm. Mm. I'm not even worried about if we need guns or not. I'm just going to train my staff in pawking. I'm going to throw something at you so hard that you fall out.
What else we have about Botswana?
Or make a police officer afraid. Pardon?
What else are we talking about Botswana?
There's more to talk about. In fact, in today's business section, there's a, I guess, a fuller discussion. PM in the Guardian's business section, PM presents plan for financial collaboration between Africa and Caribbean. Blueprint for collaboration addresses cross-border financial cooperation, development of a bilateral payment system, or a shared digital currency. Prime Minister Philip Davis, during an official visit to Botswana, revealed a blueprint for collaboration which addresses cross-border financial cooperation between the Caribbean and African nations and includes the development of a bilateral pay system or a shared digital currency. A press statement from the Office of the Prime Minister revealed that the blueprint is focused on financial inclusivity and economic growth between the two regions. Central to this vision, central to this vision is the establishment of a joint financial task force, harmonization of regulatory frameworks, promotion of financial inclusion and digital banking, and facilitating trade and investment, the statement said. Quote, highlighting recent achievements such as the pivotal role played by the Bahamas and African nations in advocating for equitable global tax governance at the United Nations, Prime Minister Davis called for continued collaboration. This includes leveraging victories such as the adoption of a resolution for a more inclusive approach to international tax cooperation. The blueprint envisions transformative cooperation through initiatives like the development of a bilateral payment system or a shared digital currency, and a focus on developing human capital through joint educational initiatives. These efforts aim to create a seamless environment for cross-regional banking operations and economic exchanges. Why would we need a shared digital currency? Don't we already have U.S. dollar?
Well, we have the sand dollar.
Our digital currency.
Yeah, we have a shared one. So they could have one global money to be traded.
We already have the U.S. dollar. It's online already. Digital already.
There's a U.S. dollar. We buy via Visa.
What I'm poorly implying is that it appears as if we are talking about constructing currencies outside of the U.S. dollar or maybe the American economic framework, which seems interesting.
I wonder how come they Botswana bypass in Kenya and they pay on their phone all the time. They have a strong digital presence. I guess ours is better. Our own is better than Kenya's. Because they've been using this digital currency for going on like 2 decades now.
Kenya?
Yeah, man.
Whole decades?
Yeah, man. But 20 years now, they've been paying with their phone. Mm-hmm. They're scanning while they go through. They don't even use cash like how we use cash still.
So Kenya's been following the Chinese model. Well, I don't know. Interesting. But these are the sorts of... These are the conversations that the Bahamian public would like to have with and be able to listen to, right? Taking place between Bahamian policy makers and industry stakeholders. Mm. More conversation, fleshing out the details, and don't, like some learned members of society would suggest, don't just presume that everybody who's poor is stupid, or that people don't have the capacity to understand what you're talking about at the state level. In fact, approach it from this perspective. It's your job as a state actor to make your policies and your policy statements accessible to every person in the country. It's not sufficient to say some people are not going to be included because they're too stupid to understand. Perhaps you are dysfunctional and don't have the ability to make your work accessible to the people who need it most.
I have a problem when policy statements is said outside of the country. Policy statements should be done locally. And
two Bahamians.
We have seconds, basically, about 2 minutes, is the reporters in Botswana, the audacity of them and the questions that they ask. Clearly, they researched the Bahamas before our Bahamian delegation came there. And the fact that they had the audacity to ask our prime minister about how many women he have involved in frontline politics and quiz him about it. And then do a juxtapose to their own country. Say, let's be fair. Mm-hmm. Our president, how many you have? And then they did a whole list of accomplishments.
In the sake of critiquing everything, I want to read this text, these two texts quickly. Good morning, Mr. Nuri. Could you please ask Aaron to allow Papa to finish his statement before she cut in and cut him off? That can be very confusing to not only him, but anyone speaking. In addition to the text about Papa, could Aaron please consider doing her critique after someone has spoken because the interruption stops one's chain of thought? In the interest of public critique, thank you for your suggestions, texter. Papa had a considerable amount of time to talk. And so I engaged him to push the conversation along further. It's an extremely fast-paced show, and although we create space for every listener, we also ask people to pick it up a little bit. Thank you for your text.
Yes. I want to leave with this as we got to go. Bahamas wants 2,000 more hotel rooms for good footing. They ain't worrying about housing. They want more hotel rooms. They ain't care about us. Thank you very much. It's been Guardian Radio AM with C.A. Nuri. They worrying about the foreigners there. Have a wonderful day.